ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ अज्ञान्तिमिरन्तस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतः पदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपां साग्रजातां सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितंश्च। नमः ॐ विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामीनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामो हरे रामो राम रामो हरे हरे। Hare Krishna. I'd like to welcome all of you to the Sunday feast program here in Radha Gopinath Mandir. Last week has been the we've been celebrating the occasion of Ram Navami, appearance day of Lord Ramchandra. I thought I will discuss some pastimes from Ramayan and also some pastimes related to Lord Ramchandra in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela. The Supreme Lord advents himself again and again, as is explained in Bhagavad Gita, Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyutthanam adharmasya tadatmanam srijamyaham paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha dushkritam dharma sansthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. So in this verse of Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna explains that he advents himself again and again whenever there is a decline of religious principles and a predominant rise of irreligion. In the next verse, Krishna explains why he comes. The purpose is paritranaya sadhunam, to protect his devotees and to destroy the miscreants and to establish the principles of religion. So we see that in the Satya Yuga, Lord appeared as Narsingadev to kill the demon Hiranyakashipu, and similarly Varahadev also appeared in Satya Yuga to kill the demon Hiranyaksha. Later in Treta Yuga, when the demon Ravan was creating atrocities, difficulties for the devotees, the Lord advented as Lord Ramchandra along with his brother Lakshman, Bharat and Sharugna. In Dwapar Yuga, again the Lord advents himself personally as Lord Shri Krishna. And in Kali Yuga, the same Lord appears as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's incarnation is very special, because in this incarnation, Lord does not kill the demons. We hear in the pastimes of Lord Narsimhadev, how Lord Narsimhadev killed Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu had a benediction that he would not be killed by any human or animal. What else? Neither inside nor outside, neither in the land or in the sky. And the Lord fulfilled all those conditions. Because the Lord gives them intelligence to ask for the benediction, and the Lord knows how to break the benediction. The password is with the Lord, you know. So, Lord fulfilled all the conditions. And he killed Hiranyakashipu. That is also mercy. Whatever the Lord does is mercy. Because Krishna is all merciful. His killing of demons is as much mercy as his embracing his devotees. He does whatever is good for the particular living entity. So Lord Narsimhadev killed Hiranyakashipu. The place where Lord Narsimhadev appeared is called Ahobilam. In South India, there is one still, the particular place where the Hiranyakashipu's palace was there. It's quite a difficult climbing. It takes about 2 hours or so. And some parts of the pillar of Hiranyakashipu's palace are there, from where Lord Narsimhadev appeared. And he killed this demon Hiranyakashipu. And after killing Hiranyakashipu, there was one more demon who was hiding in a place called Mangalgiri. Actually, first of all, the name Ahobilam comes because after killing Hiranyakashipu, the demigods, when they saw the amazing form of the Lord, they were surprised. Such a gigantic form filled with so much strength. So they cried out, Ahobalam, Ahobalam. That's why this place is known as Ahobilam. Has any of you gone there, Ahobilam? Many years back, His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj had taken us with, I think, 600, 700 devotees. And it's a difficult terrain, but with the mercy of Guru and Vaishnavas, all the devotees could climb and come back safely. So after killing Hiranyakashipu, Lord Narsimhadev came down, and there's another demon whose name was Nambuchi. And he was hiding in a place called Mangalgiri. This place Mangalgiri is near Vijayawada, Andhra Pradesh. So this demon, he also had a very strange benediction that he would not be killed by any weapon, either wet or dry. So he was hiding in the cave, and Lord Narsimhadev, after killing Hiranyakashipu, came there. And this demon tried to run away. The Lord made a weapon of foam which is neither wet nor dry. And with the weapon of the foam, Lord Narsimhadev killed Nambuchi. Narsimhadev Bhagavan ki jai. The soft voice indicates that you are on Nambuchi's side or Narsimhadev's side. Narsimhadev Bhagavan ki jai. Okay, it's election time, so we are changing side now. This morning, Radhanath Maharaj was so beautifully explaining about how a devotee is always concerned with pleasing the Lord and developing friendship with the devotees and showing mercy to all living beings. You find in Prahlad Maharaj, all these qualities were present. So we cannot complete glorification of Narsimhadev without glorifying Prahlad Maharaj. Because wherever Lord Narsimhadev is there, his dear devotee is there. We find how Prahlad, he had so much compassion for all of his classmates. His classmates were not devotees, but Prahlad loved them also. Because a pure devotee is one who sees Krishna in every living being. He sees every living being as a part of Krishna. And so he can naturally love every living being. Even the person may be known to him or may not be known to him. So Prahlad was preaching during his school hours in between. And this way he was showing compassion. He had friendship with devotees and he had great love for Lord Narasimhadev. A love of a devotee is indicated by how much he is able to sacrifice for the pleasure of the Lord. Prahlad Maharaj was threatened that he would be killed by fire or thrown from a cliff, put underneath the elephant. But Prahlad was determined to not give up his faith in the Supreme Lord. Similarly, Haridas Thakur in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela, he was also determined. He was threatened by the Muslim Nawab at that time that if he were to chant Hare Krishna, he would be beaten in 22 marketplaces. You know, most of us, if we are given this condition that if you are chanting, you will be beaten up, we will very gladly give up our bead bags, you know, and say, okay, what can I do? I'm sorry. We have valid reason. But Haridas Thakur was determined. He told the Nawab that even if you cut my body into various pieces, khanda khanda hai deha yadi jai pran tabu na chadi bo hari naam, if you cut my body into thousands of pieces, still from each piece you will hear Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Factual love for Krishna in this age of Kali is exhibited by love for the holy name. Because Krishna, with all of his opulences, is present in the holy name. I was thinking this morning, Ithulnath Radhanath Maharaj was speaking beautifully about Vishnu Chitti, how he was cultivating flowers for the pleasure of the Lord. Similarly, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has opened a garden of the holy name. He has made beautiful flowers of the holy name. And he is asking all of us to come and pluck these flowers and distribute to everybody. It is explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Lord Chaitanya has come to make a garland. He has come to garland, a garland of Krishna Prem and Krishna Naam. And he has come to garland the whole world with this garland of the holy name. So especially Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his incarnation, he exhibits mercy by distributing the holy name. And he says in the Adi Leela, Lord Chaitanya is saying that I am a gardener. I have many, many fruits of love of God and I want to distribute to everybody. But I am alone. How much can I distribute alone? So he's asking all of us to come and relish the fruits of love of God and distribute it to others. Real love for others is shown by distributing the holy name. In the material level, we may show love for somebody by opening hospitals or by giving some help on a monetary level or physical facilities. But these are all temporary help. The real help is to help the soul come closer to Krishna. Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur would say that the person who is actually preaching the glories of the holy name, he is doing greater service than opening of so many hospitals and giving material charity. Because real charity is charity for the soul, which is everlasting. And the way this charity works is that the more you give charity, you also become richer. In this material world, if I have something, let's say I am having one crore rupees, I don't have, but I'm just saying. And suppose I decide to give 1 lakh, 1 lakh to 100 people, how much will I be left with? Zero. But in the spiritual realm, if I have some mercy of the Lord in the form of the holy name, and I distribute the holy name to others, then I become richer also. It's a very different kind of bank account. It's also an ATM center, all-time Mahamantra. Go on chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And this bank account of the holy name, there is no envy. We don't find, like here we have Bombay High Court, then practically I travel in many parts of Maharashtra and India. Every city there is a high court or a court, right? And people go to court not for embracing each other, but for fighting. And most of the fights are for money and property. There's no high court because somebody has chanted more holy names. Because the name is so expensive that if one devotee chants, others also benefit. And the more we distribute the holy name, the more we get the mercy of the Lord. That's why Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu encouraged. In fact, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was traveling to South India, the first place he came to is called Kurmachetra. And in Kurmachetra, he came to one temple of Sri Kurma. The village is called Kurmachetra and the temple is Kurma. Kurmadev is the incarnation of tortoise, Lord coming as a tortoise. As I was telling earlier, that the Lord has different kinds of incarnations, 10 of which are principal, and each of the incarnation is unique and each is perfect in himself. A devotee who loves the Lord in the form of Kurmadev, he is happy to see the form of Kurmadev or even Matsya Avatar or Varaha Dev. This material world, Sukara Varaha, is not considered to be very beautiful. But when Lord comes as Varahadev, he is beautiful. Because everything about the Lord is beautiful. So when Lord Chaitanya came to this house, this devotee whose name was Kurma, the temple was Kurma, devotee's name was Kurma, Brahman, and the name of the village was also Kurma. Something like Kurma at Kurma.Kurma, very simple to remember. Very easy address. So this Brahman, when he saw Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was so happy. He called the Lord in his home and he actually took up some water. The Vedic custom is when a great sadhu comes, he washes his feet. So Lord, actually the Brahman washed the lotus feet of the Lord and then he said, he offered this prayer. Jai Pada Padma Tomar Brahma Dhyan Kore, Sei Pada Padma Sakshat Aila Mora Ghare. That those lotus feet which are worshipped by Lord Brahma, the same lotus feet have come to my home. The Lord's lotus feet are, today morning, His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj was explaining the glories of the lotus feet of the Lord during the course of his lecture. How Bali Maharaj was blessed by the touch of the lotus feet of the Lord. Mother Ganga emanates from these lotus feet. It is said that anybody who meditates for even half a second on the lotus feet of Gopinath, he does not have to be under the jurisdiction of Yamaraj. So, when the Brahman glorified the Lord in this way, that the same lotus feet which are worshipable for Brahma and Shiva have come to my home. It is explained in the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam that just like with the attack of the thunderbolt, the mountain is destroyed. Similarly, the meditation on the lotus feet of the Lord destroys sinful activities accrued for many, many lifetimes. Bhaktivinoda Thakur also sings a nice song in this connection. Ekono bhujino prabhu tomara charan. My dear Lord, I have understood the glories of your lotus feet. Ashoka bhayamrita purna sarvakhan. These lotus feet are Ashoka, the free one from all lamentation. Abhaya, they create fearlessness. And he explained in this song, Jepada lage rama tapasya kurila. Lakshmi Devi performs tapasya to attain this lotus feet. Jepade Shiva Shivatva Labila. Lord Shiva is called Shiva, auspicious, because he is always meditating on the lotus feet of the Lord. In the pastimes of Lord Ramchandra also, we know how Lord Ramchandra, this morning, Srinath Radhanathmar was briefly explaining about how Vishwamitra Muni came to take Lord Ramchandra. Maharaj Dasharatha was afraid. In fact, he fell down unconscious. He got up in a faltering voice. He told Vishwamitra Muni, my son, Ram is only 16 years old. He doesn't even know the art of archery. He's just a boy. And these demons, Marich and Subahu, are so powerful. There's no hope. If you want, I will come personally with one Akshoni Sena and try to help you. But I cannot give up Lord Ram. Vishwamitra Muni was very angry. He was about to leave in a very dissatisfied manner. At that time, Vasishtha Muni, who knew the nature of Vishwamitra Muni. Previously, they had a lot of relationships. So Vasishtha warned Maharaj Dasharatha, please don't let him go because it will create a disaster. Demigods were also afraid. So, unwillingly, Maharaj Dasharatha parted with Lord Ram and Lakshman. It's interesting how Lord Ramchandra also, when he was on his traveling with Vishwamitra Muni, he was behaving like a disciple towards his guru. He was asking question with the simplicity of a child. When he would see some river, he would ask Vishwamitra Muni, what is this river? How does it originate? He asked about the Ganga. Vishwamitra Muni narrated the entire story of how Maharaj Sagar and then Anshuman and Dilip and Bhagirath, how Ganga came down to this planet Earth. And then Lord Ramchandra was asking about other rivers and he was menially serving his spiritual master. So what we read in the Bhagavad Gita, the relationship between disciple and spiritual master, tadviddhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnaninastattva darshana, approach a bona fide spiritual master, render service to him, inquire submissively. Lord Ram himself is exhibiting these qualities. Similarly in Krishna Leela, Lord Krishna, along with Balaram and Sudama, they are also serving under Sandipani Muni. Lord is the source of all knowledge. Just like from the ocean, the water evaporates and the clouds are created. And then the water from the cloud comes down as rainfall. And that rainfall again goes to the ocean. Similarly, all knowledge is actually coming from the Supreme Lord. Krishnam Vande Jagat Guru. He is the Guru in every respect, materially, spiritually. And the same Krishna is behaving like a student. He is learning from Sandipani Muni, the 64 arts, and is rendering service. Sandipani asked them to go and get some wood. Krishna could have said, okay, I will send somebody, or send by courier or something. Krishna personally went and served his spiritual master. Similarly, in Gaur Leela, in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela, we find that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, he met Ishwar Puri in Navadvip first time, but second time he met him was in Gaya. Gaya is a very holy place, which is very near Varanasi. Anyone of you gone to Gaya? Aap Gaya gaye? Gaya is very, recently, Hithunath Radhanath Maharaj had visited Gaya also. With some devotees when he was on his tour in Bihar. And the specific glory of Gaya is that there is a temple of the lotus feet of Vishnu. Just one lotus feet. There is not full deity, but just the lotus feet. And it is explained that in ancient times, Krishna's lotus feet were worshipped there. And hence that place becomes eternally holy. The glory of India is that all of the avatars, they appeared here in this holy place. That's what makes India holy. Because of the different incarnations of the Lord, because of the different great personalities, the sadhus, who came and bestowed their mercy. So, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was having darshan of this temple of the lotus feet of the Lord. And he heard some Brahmins who were offering incense and lamps. And he heard them offering prayers. One of them was saying, these are the same lotus feet from where Mother Ganga emanates. These are the same lotus feet which are worshipped by the demigods like Brahma and Shiva. And anybody who meditates on this lotus feet for a sesame seed of worth of time, will become freed from birth and death. And as Lord Chaitanya Prabhu was seeing this lotus feet, he saw next to him Ishwarapuri had arrived. Lord Chaitanya exclaimed, Gaya Yatra Safal Haila Amar, that my pilgrimage to Gaya is now successful because I am seeing your lotus feet. Coming here to this holy place, one offers Pindadan in the name of his father or forefather. So, by coming here and offering Pindadan, the person in whose name the offering is done, that person becomes delivered. But as far as you are concerned, simply by seeing you, many, many ancestors are delivered. There is no holy place equal to a pure devotee. Wherever a pure devotee resides, all the holy places become manifest. Any river flowing near the residence of a pure devotee is as good as Ganga. Any mountain is as good as Govardhan. And any forest is as good as Vrindavan. Because Tirtha Kurvanti Tirthani. A pure devotee, he makes the holy places holy. In fact, when Mother Ganga was about to come down to the earth, she had one difficulty. She said, many people will take bath in me and deposit all their sinful activities. So how will I be purified? Everybody will deposit their sins, nobody will withdraw it. So the answer was given that when pure devotees take bath in Ganga, then all the sins will be taken. So we should know that the greatest blessing in the 14 worlds is association of a pure devotee. Even a moment's association can give one the highest perfection of life, namely pure love for Krishna. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he glorified Ishwarapuri in this way. And Ishwarapuri replied, he said, Nimai, I know that you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Since the first time I saw you in Gaya, first time I saw you in Navadvip, no other thought remains in my heart. I think you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this way, they both glorified each other. And after some time, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ishwarapuri parted. Lord Chaitanya went to 16 Gayas. There are different Gayas in Gaya. Bhim Gaya, Ram Gaya, where Lord Ramchandra went, that is called Ram Gaya. Where Bhimsen went after the death of his father, Maharaj Pandu. So like that. And then Ishwarapuri came back. Lord Chaitanya had just prepared an offering for the Lord. He cooked an offering and he was just making the offering. And at that time, Ishwarapuri entered. Ishwarapuri saw the offering, it just getting completed. He smiled and said, I have come at the right time. The right time is just when the offering is over. And Nimai, he was very happy. He said, yes, please accept, this prasad is for you. Ishwarapuri replied, If I take all the prasad, what will you take? Let us divide half and half. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave everything to his spiritual master. In the meanwhile, unknowingly, Lakshmi Devi appeared and she cooked again for the Lord. Lord Chaitanya served Ishwarapuri to illustrate two principles. One is how a disciple should serve his spiritual master. The second is how the Supreme Lord Himself takes pleasure in serving His pure devotee. So in this way, in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela also, we see this principle of service to the spiritual master and all the avatars. Coming back to the story I had begun with, where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Kurma Chetra, in the house of a Brahmin whose name was Kurma, in the temple of Kurmadev. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was welcomed by the Brahmin. And the Brahmin took some water and washed the lotus feet. And he said, Mora bhagyera sima na jaye kathan. There is no limit to my great fortune. Aaj mora shlagya haila janma kuladhan. Today my family, my birth and my riches have all been glorified. And he requested the Lord that I cannot tolerate material miseries anymore. I also want to join you. I want to leave home and travel with you. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he replied, प्रभु कहे ऐसे बात कबू न कहिब गृहे रहे कृष्ण नाम निरंतर लैब. लॉर्ड सेड ऐसे बात कबू न कहिब. डू नॉट स्पीक लाइक दिस अगेन. गृहे रही, स्टे एट होम एंड चैंट हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण. वेव पैटर्न. दिस इज हाउ प्रीचिंग वर्क्स फ्रॉम वन प्लेस टू अनदर. द होली नेम स्प्रेड्स. सो देन लॉर्ड चैतन्य प्रभुपाद एक्सप्लेन्स इन द पर्पट द लॉर्ड चैतन्य महाप्रभु एडवाइज द ब्राह्मण टू स्टे एट होम बिकॉज इन दिस कली युग इट इज नॉट गुड टू सडनली लीव होम. Better that one be in a family and become purified by chanting Hare Krishna. And then even in the Grihastha Ashram or in the Sannyasa Ashram, Lord Chaitanya gave an instruction which is for everybody. He said, Jare dekha tare kaha Krishna upadesh amaragya guru haiya tara ei desh. Jare dekha means whomever you meet or whomever you see, you give them the opportunity to hear about Krishna. Instruct everybody to follow the order of Krishna as given in Gita and Bhagavatam. In this way you become a spiritual master and liberate everybody. So Lord Chaitanya gave this instruction not to a sannyasi or to a brahmachari but to a grihastha devotee. In our society, everybody, whether one is a brahmachari or a grihastha or a sannyasi, a man or a woman or young or old, everybody is encouraged to give the message to others. Even a little, there's one story in Prabhupada Leela, one little girl, Saraswati, daughter of Shyamasundara Prabhu and Malati Mataji. She was here in Bombay and you know she would go and ask people with Krishna and then she would say, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. She would explain to them. And Prabhupada said, this is also perfection. The little child is also a guru. To become a guru means just to repeat what one has heard from his spiritual master. One may not be perfect, but if one is simply repeating what he has heard, that is perfection. The Prabhupada says here in the purport that we should request everybody to chant Hare Krishna. And in this way, one's life can become perfect. I remember many years back I was in Hyderabad and I had a program in one devotee's home and it was on the third floor of the building and after the program we were just together in a garden chanting and one Muslim person came and he said, "Idhar nahi baitho, you cannot sit here." You know, I said, "What is the problem? You can also come, you can also chant Hare Krishna with us." So he said, "Nahi, main Hare Krishna, Hare Ram nahi bolunga." I will not chant Hare. I said, "Why?" He said, "Because I'm a Muslim." I said, "Doesn't matter, you can chant Allahu Akbar. God is one." He became very happy. He said, "Yes, Allahu Akbar bolunga, lekin Hare Krishna, Hare Ram nahi bolunga." Yeah. But I will not say. So in this way, 2-3 times he chanted. That's why Prabhupada called the society the Krishna Conscious Society, also known as Hare Krishna Movement. Because according to our capacity, we should encourage everybody to chant. I remember we were in Govardhan during this Kartik Yatra last November and one of Srila Prabhupada's disciples, I think Bhurijan Prabhu was there to preach to the ant, he was saying. Yes, Bhurijan Prabhu was explaining that Prabhupada, once he saw an ant going, and he asked, "What is your duty towards the ant?" One will say, "What is my duty towards the ant? The ant is not my family member, he is not my counselee or counselor, he is not even a graduate." You know. The Prabhupada said, "Your duty is to chant for the ant." So even a devotee should show compassion for all living beings. Even an animal hears the Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. And the animal becomes purified. In Lord Chaitanya's Leela, there was a dog His name was Shivan. He was the dog of Shivananda Sen. And because Shivananda Sen's association, the dog became purified and he attained shelter of Lord Chaitanya. So somehow or other, the holy name is all powerful, and somehow or other, if one hears the holy name, he will become purified and his dormant Krishna consciousness will become awakened. In Lord Chaitanya's Leela, there's another story. There's one great devotee whose name was Saranga Thakur, and he was a powerful preacher, but he was somehow feeling very humble. Lord Chaitanya encouraged him that he should preach, accept disciples, but he was hesitant. Finally, upon repeatedly told by the Lord, he went and said, "Tomorrow, the first person I meet, I will give him the holy name." So the next day morning, he went to take bath in the Ganga, and he saw one small child who had... Actually, this child was bitten by a snake. And in Bengal, the custom is that when a person dies due to snake bite, his body is put in the Ganga. Not burned, but just put in the Ganga. So, Saranga Thakur, he went near the small child who was now lifeless. The soul has left the body. And he chanted in the ear of the child the Mahamantra, "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare." And the child came back to life. He got up and he became a great devotee. Murari, his name was. Saranga Thakur was such an empowered preacher. Actually, everybody in this material world who has forgotten Krishna is actually spiritually dead. According to the Bhagavatam, if one is not Krishna conscious, that person is just like a moving corpse, a moving dead body. One feels frightened, a dead body, what to speak of a moving dead body. You know? But Krishna consciousness gives life. The duty of the devotees of Krishna consciousness is to bring everybody back to life. Life means Krishna consciousness. Devoid of Krishna consciousness is as good as death. So this child actually rose from the dead, in the sense that not only spiritually but also physically, and his parents, they got the news, because after coming back to life he simply stayed with Saranga Thakur. He joined the ashram of Saranga Thakur. So his parents came to Saranga Thakur and said, "This new devotee in your ashram, he's our son. He should be with us back." So Saranga Thakur told, "Yes, whatever he likes." And the child replied that, "I was dead and Saranga Thakur brought me back to life. So he is my spiritual father and he has given me birth to this. He has again brought back my life. I would like to serve him." So this is, of course, there are different degrees of empowerment. But there are such great personalities like Saranga Thakur who by the power of the holy name could deliver a person. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he told this Kurma Brahman that you stay at home, chant Hare Krishna and encourage everybody to chant Hare Krishna. And then Lord Chaitanya left further. After he left Kurma Chetra, there was one Brahman whose name was Vasudev. And Vasudev, he came searching for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was filled with a disease. Because of that disease, his whole body, leprosy, his whole body was filled with worms, living worms, very, very painful, and also at the same time, nobody would like to be near such a person. So Vasudev got the news that Lord Chaitanya is here in Kurma Chetra. And he came to meet Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had left. One quality of this great devotee was that when any of the worm would fall down from his body, he would pick it up and put back on his body. because he was seeing every worm as part of Krishna. He was so humble and so tolerant that he was thinking that this body does not belong to me, it belongs to the worm also. It belongs to Krishna and I have the right, and they have the right to stay. So it's not my body. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had left Kurmakshetra, and this Brahman came to meet Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he found that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had already left. So he was very distressed. He was feeling miserable. And just to please him, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned back to that spot. In the entire South Yatra, this is the only story where Lord Chaitanya takes a U-turn just to meet one devotee. This shows that how the Lord loves each devotee. Lord loves each devotee. Personal. Bhakti means there is a Supreme Lord and devotee and devotional service. Bhakta, Bhagavan and Bhakti. Supreme Lord, devotee and his relationship. Again, coming back to Ramayana, in the Ramayana also we find so many instances of love between devotees. Sacrifice. Love means sacrifice. When Lord Ramchandra was leaving for the forest, Mother Sita also volunteered to go. In today's world, I don't know how it would be. You know, the husband is going, the wife would say, okay, wish you all the best. You know, keep in touch or whatever. Mother Sita, she volunteered. Lord Ram discouraged her. He said, you know, the forest is not a very nice place. And Sita had never been to such a difficult situation. She was a princess from the very beginning, brought up in very cozy atmosphere. But she wanted to show the duty of the ideal wife. Sita is also the embodiment of devotional service, non-different from Srimati Radharani. We find in the life of Mother Sita how she was wanting to serve Lord Ram in every possible way. And when Lord Ram tried to discourage her because of the situation, she said, I will follow you just like a shadow follows the person. For a brother or for a mother or for a father, there may be choice. But for a wife, there is no choice. I just want to serve you. And she told that in my childhood, one astrologer had told that I'll be spending some of my time in the forest. So this is a fulfillment of that prediction. And then still when Lord Ram was not so keen, she said, I will enter into fire, but I cannot stay. And Lord Ram agreed. He was testing her. Similarly, Lakshman also, when Lord Ram was leaving for the forest, it was not necessary for Lakshman to go. Nowadays, you know, brothers, when they grow up, differences grow also. And there's always fight over property and over money. Sometimes, even before the father is about to die, the fight starts. And the father comes back from the hospital, they are surprised, you know. But here we see Lakshman, he wanted to serve Lord Ramchandra. And Lord Ramchandra discouraged him, but he said, no, I would like to serve, I'll just move in front of you, I will just clear the road for you. It's amazing that all throughout this Ramayana story, find that 14 years, Lakshman did not eat anything, neither did he drink a drop of water. Hare Krishna. Does anybody know the reason why? Because Indrajit, the son of Ravan, had a benediction that only a person who had not eaten or drunk any water for 14 years, only such a person could kill him. As I told you, these Rakshasas have got very strange benedictions, but the Lord has the password how to break them also. So all throughout 14 years, just serving. And it's not that Lakshman was a brahmachari. He was also married, and Urmila was the sister of Sita, almost of same age. But Lakshman left his newly wedded wife and he served Lord Ramchandra sincerely for all 14 years. If you go to Chitrakoot, it's a very holy place, the place where Bharat met Lord Ramchandra. You find that far away, little far away was the place where Lakshman was staying and he was guarding. In Nashik also, Sita and Ram, they would stay in the small cottage, but Lakshman was always staying outside and serving. Today morning, Srila Radhanath Maharaj was so beautifully explaining in the Bhagavatam class how service is the life of a devotee. And whatever service we offer, it's not that we necessarily have to do big service. Any service done with love is accepted by the Lord. And who can be a better example of service than Lakshman, who is the Adi Guru? He is Balaram. He is the Guru Tattva. The Guru is the personality who teaches by example of how to serve. So Lakshman is the embodiment of that principle of service. Serving without any expectation. Serving just for the pleasure of the Lord. All throughout 14 years. And similarly, we find in the life of Bharat also. We all know the story of Ramayana, that Bharat was not in the palace when this news was spread. Lord Ram had to leave for the forest. But when Bharat came to know, he did not want the kingdom. You know, in today's world, when there's a question of property division between brothers, there's always a fight. And similarly, between Bharat and Ram also there was a fight. But it was a different kind of fight. Here the fight was that you should be the king. Very few courts you find that brother is saying you should have the money, you should have the property. You know, there's no need for lawyer in that case. You know? But here we find that Bharat went all the way to Chitrakoot to bring his brother back. And there's a long story, we don't have so much time, but there was so much discussion was there. And Bharat explained to Lord that you are the elder brother. In the presence of the elder brother, a younger brother cannot take the throne. But Lord Ram was undeterred. He wanted to fulfill the words of his father. And finally Bharat agreed to serve without expectation, without taking the throne. Now it's the time for elections now. How many candidates would be there if you are given service without the post? You know, there'd be no candidates, no elections. You know? Everybody wants the post. They may serve, but with a desire to enjoy the facilities. But Bharat is embodying the principle of service without personal returns, without even the basic facilities. He was not even staying in the palace. All throughout the 14 years, he took the wooden sandals of Lord Ramchandra and he put them on the throne. That his sandals will be ruling and I will just be staying a little far away in Nandigram. And he was living as austere as Lord Ramchandra, just taking barley cooked in cow urine and this very simple life. And he was doing all the duties of the king, but at the same time was not expecting the throne. Srila Prabhupada explains in one purport in the 9th canto, story of Lord Ramchandra, how when Lord Ramchandra was ruling after he came back after 14 years, everybody was so satisfied. There were no diseases. And there were no untimely rains. There was no scarcity. And there was no death for one who did not want it. Can you imagine this? And Prabhupada said that people today, they want Ram Rajya. You know, everybody wants the kind of situation which was there during the time of Lord Ramchandra. But how can we have Ram Rajya until Lord Ram is in the center or until Lord Krishna is in the center? I remember about 37 years back when I first met Srila Prabhupada, it was in Bombay. That was also the time when March 1977, it was the time when there were similar elections were there. And Prabhupada actually, in one letter, before this election, he wrote one letter to, I think, to the then Prime Minister, that all the member of Parliament should be chanting 16 rounds and following four relative principles. If you keep this condition, I think that the job of election will be very easy because we'll have very few candidates. But that was the ideal which Prabhupada wanted, which is actually the condition. When a devotee is the king, like Maharaj Parikshit is the king, Maharaj Harishchandra is the king, Maharaj Shibi is the king, this should be the ideal for all politicians. To be a politician is not wrong, but one should be a proper politician. Mahabharata also there are politicians. Yudhishthira Maharaj, he was a politician also. But a perfect politician is like King Ramchandra. He was like a fatherly person. He would care for the need of every citizen, just like a father would care for every child. And, you know, he just wanted everybody to be happy. He would actually go around to see, is everybody happy? What are people saying about me? Can you imagine what politicians would hear if they came to, if they want to know? You know, what are people thinking about me? People mostly are so, I mean, I don't think anybody is even would be dare to know what people are saying. But Lord Ramchandra, he was willing to even send Sita away to Valmiki's ashram when he heard this comment from a washerman. Find in the Bhagavatam there's a story of Maharaj Shibi. Maharaj Shibi was a great king. And one pigeon came asking for protection. So Praja, Jayati Iti Praja, whoever has taken birth in the particular land is a part of Praja. Not only humans, every living being is a part of God. And Prabhupada says that just like a father may have four children and one of the sons may be unproductive or may not be educated or may be mentally retarded, but still the father would love all the children and he would not be happy if the more intelligent son were to kill the less intelligent one. So from Krishna's point of view, Pitaham Asya Jagatah, I am the father of all living entities, Krishna says. So from Krishna's point of view, everybody is Krishna's child. Shibi Maharaj was thinking like that, so he offered protection to the pigeon who was being chased by a hawk. And that hawk came and said, I also want my quota, I am hungry. He said, no, this pigeon is under my protection. Said, okay, I am also under your protection, but I need prasad. Something to eat. So Maharaj Shibi said, okay, I will give my own flesh. He was willing to cut off his, not only willing, he actually cut off his part of his body, limbs, and put him on a scale, trying to make it equal to that of the pigeon. And no matter how much he would put, it would be less than the weight of the pigeon. And finally he sat on the scale, it was equal. This is the ideal, sacrificing everything. That's why to be a leader, to be a guru, or to be a mother or father, it is said, one should be really guru na sasyat, pita na sasyat. One should be able to deliver his dependents from the cycle of birth and death. So being a king or a prime minister or a president or in any way of leadership means a responsibility of bringing people closer to the lotus feet of Krishna. The only goal of life is to go back to Godhead. And everybody who is in a leadership position should by his words and by his actions encourage others to come back to the lotus feet of Krishna. So the story of King Rantidev. Rantidev was fasting for 48 days. Not so easy. Once a year we fast in June, Nirjal Ekadashi. And we are singing, we are remembering, you know. We are just thinking, oh, when will water come? I remember when a few years back I was in Vrindavan for Nirjal Ekadashi. So we were chanting whole day. And next day we had to break the fast. In Vrindavan, the breaking time was 5:25. So it's like, here in Bombay, it's little later, like 5:35. So I wanted to break the fast 10 minutes earlier. So I went there. So less fasting time. And somehow we fasted. And in the morning, there was announcement that there is lemon water is here. Some prasad is there. Everything is there to break the fast. And 30 devotees, some of them were sitting just in front of the water and chanting, waiting, looking at the clock, you know. 3 minutes left, 2 minutes left, you know. And finally, I was about to drink water and somebody said, Prabhuji, this watch is 10 minutes fast. So then I somehow controlled, you know. How much we can live without water? Maximum 1 day, 2 days. But Rantidev was, it was in a different age. He could live for 48 days. And as he was about to drink water, and actually first he was taking some prasad, and somebody said, Maharaji, Maharaji, I am hungry. And Brahman came. So he gave half of his share. Then he was about to eat, and Maharaj, I am hungry. Some chandala came. Some very low outcast. And he gave the rest of the prasad to him. And all he had was one glass of water. And he was about to drink that glass. And somebody came with a pack of dogs. And he said, my dogs are thirsty. And if I were there, I would say, Prabhuji, these are your dogs, not my dogs. You know, I am not HOD of dogs. You know, it's not my... Generally, we like to show favor to somebody who is known to us. Like within my circle, within my family, within my ashram, within my street, within my country. But compassion is all encompassing. Means without differentiation. If I show sacrifice to somebody because he is a family member, then that sacrifice is actually selfish. It is not selfless. Because I am expecting that in the time of need, he will help me. But here, Rantidev, he was just drinking water and some dogs came. The dogs would probably not even say thank you to him. You know, so he gave all the water to the dogs and recited one very beautiful verse. That I do not want Vaikuntha, I do not want heavenly planets. Birth after birth, I want to suffer to help others. I want to suffer on behalf of others. Such is the character expected of a person who is in the leadership position. Selfless service, unmotivated service. And you find in the life of Srila Prabhupada also, that when Prabhupada was in New York, when it just before starting the society also, he was doing some preaching, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Bhagavad Gita classes. And those who would come, he would actually cook for them. And not only those who would come, even others would come. He would cook prasad, when the offering bell would ring, they would all come. They would think the bell is for them, you know. People would come and he would wash their plates. So the selfless service is the symptom of a Mahatma. Because what is a Mahatma, Mahabhagavat? One who sees that in every heart the super soul is residing. In this way he wants to serve every living being. Again, in the story of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there's another great devotee named Vasudev Datta who prayed to Lord, let all living beings be liberated and let me suffer for their sinful reaction. Let all of them go back to Godhead, and if you feel there are some karmic reactions, please transfer their karma to me. And in this way, let me suffer for them. And Lord Chaitanya was so pleased. He said, Vasudev Datta, this is not surprising because you are incarnation of Prahlad Maharaj. Coming back to this story, this another Vasudev who was suffering from leprosy, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually was trying to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced him and his leprosy was gone. He became beautiful. The Brahman, he prayed to the Lord. He said, my dear Lord, I am a poor friend of a Brahmana and you are the supreme personality of Godhead. Nevertheless, you have embraced me. Then he said, my dear Lord, I am worried. If somebody with a deadly disease is cured, would he feel happy or not? He would naturally feel happy. But because this devotee, after attaining a beautiful form, he was worried. He said, my dear Lord, now everybody will glorify me. Everybody will speak about me, about the mercy I got. And in this way, I will become proud. So I do not want this. In today's world, we would all like to be glorified. If we have received mercy, we all have a tendency to receive glory. But Vasudev said, I do not want this glory. I do not want this pride to come. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, Kabu tomara na habe abhiman. You will not be proud, provided nirantara tumi kaha Krishna Krishna naam. You nirantar means non-stop you chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, to, in this way Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to various holy places. As I mentioned in the beginning of the lecture, I wanted to concentrate on one or two pastimes related to Ramayana, which are found in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela, that is Ram Leela in Gaur Leela. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to one devotee's home, the place called Siddhavat. It is between Tirupati and Ahobilam. So there was a temple of Lord Ramchandra. And one Brahman came to Lord and he said, "My dear Lord, please come to my home for prasad." The Lord went to his home for prasad, and this Brahman had one quality. He would constantly chant Ram Ram. Ram Ram bina anya vani na kahi. He would constantly chant Ram Ram. Ram 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 Ram. Ram 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 Ram. He was chanting Ram 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 constantly. So Lord Chaitanya accepted prasad at his home and then he went away. After visiting few more holy places, Lord Chaitanya again came back. And this time he found that this Brahman was chanting Hare Krishna. So Lord Chaitanya was surprised. And Lord Chaitanya again took prasad. He asked, "Kaha vipra tomara kona dasha haila?" Kona dasha, this is Bengali, very similar to Marathi also. Tumala kai zala? What happened to you? Purve tumi rama nama nirantar lay. Previously you were chanting Ram Ram Ram, and now you are chanting Krishna. What is the reason? Vipra kahe ei tomara darshana prabhav. This is the result of having your darshan. Toma dekhi gele mur ajanma swabhav. The Brahman said, "From my childhood, I was chanting Ram 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 Ram. But once I came into contact with you, I started chanting Krishna's name. Since that time, I am always chanting Krishna's name. When I was a child," this Brahman said, "when I was a child, I would study the Shastras, which explained the glories of the holy name. And I read one verse, which says, Rama Rameti Rameti Rame Rame Mano Rame Sahastra Nama Vistulyam Rama Nama Varananya." This is spoken by Lord Shiva to Mother Parvati. Lord Shiva is explaining to Mother Parvati that I chant Ram 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 and in this way enjoy this beautiful sound. Sahastra Nama to Yat Punya means 1,000 names of Vishnu are equal to one name of Lord Ram. And not only that, 3,000 names of Vishnu is equal to one name of Krishna. The 3,000 names of Vishnu are equal to one name of Krishna. And 1,000 names of Vishnu equal to one name of Ram. That means 3 names of Ram equal to one name of Krishna, right? 1,000x is equal to Y and 3,000x is equal to Z. Z is equal to 3Y. I studied some mathematics 40 years back, little bit. So, I was trying that Krishna's name has more potency, so let me try to chant Krishna's name. But I was unable to chant. But when I saw you, spontaneously the name of Krishna appeared on my tongue. And I think, "Say Krishna to me Sakshat. You are that same Krishna. And I surrender to you." And Lord Chaitanya, he did not say yes or no, but he just accepted and left after that. There's another interesting story which explains about how Lord Chaitanya was so merciful to one Brahman who was a devotee of Lord Ramchandra. Also, we find that Hanumanji in our temple. Hanumanji again appears in Gauranga Mahaprabhu's Leela as Murari Gupta. In fact, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was once testing Murari Gupta. Lord Chaitanya told Murari, "Why don't you worship Krishna? Krishna has more qualities." So Murari Gupta went home and he started thinking about this idea. He meditated and finally he came back next day morning and he told, "Raghunathera pada padma bechaiyo matha, kadi tena pare matha, pai bada vyatha. I have sold my head at the lotus feet of Lord Ramchandra. Now I cannot take it out. I can give up my life. I can commit suicide, but I cannot give up thinking of Lord Ramchandra. And Lord Chaitanya was so happy. He said, Sadhu, Sadhu means very good. Tumi Ram Kinkar Hanuman. Because you are the servant of Lord Ramchandra, you are Hanuman. I was just testing. In fact, Rupa and Sanatana also, they had one brother whose name was Anupam. And Rupa and Sanatana told Anupam to take shelter of Krishna. And Anupam, the younger brother, wanted to obey his elder brother. But then again he came back and said, no, I cannot give up my attachment to Lord Ramchandra. And Lord Chaitanya was so happy, he said, blessed is the Lord. Blessed is the servant who does not give up the Lord. And blessed is the Lord who never gives up his servant. If the servant leaves for some reason, the Lord will pull him back by the hair. So, coming back to another story, there was one Brahman who was a devotee of Lord Ramchandra. This was in a place called Madurai in South India. There's a place called Madurai where there's a beautiful temple of Meenakshi Devi and also temple of Lord Shiva called Sundareshwar and Rameshwar. So, one Brahman invited Lord Chaitanya in Madurai to come to his home. And this Brahman was a great devotee of Lord Ram. He was always detached from material activities. And Lord Chaitanya said, okay, I will go and take bath and come. In the meanwhile, please keep the prasad ready. So he went to take bath. And when he came back, prasad was not ready. The Lord asked, Mahaprabhu kahe shuna mahashay, my dear sir, mahashay, madhyana haila, paak na haila. What is going on? Madhyana means it's noon time. Generally, prasad is taken around noon time. Good time for digestion. And it's already noon time, but prasad is not ready. So the Brahman replied, my dear Lord, we are staying in the forest. Pakera samagri na mile. It is not easy to get the ingredients. Vane shaka phal mool anibe Lakshman. Lakshman has gone to get the vegetables. Tave sita koribe paka prayojan. Lakshman will bring the vegetables and Sita will cook. And then I will give the prasad to you. So he was like a very high level of consciousness. He was meditating on the Lord Ramchandra's pastime. So he made all arrangements and finally the Lord got prasad at about 3 o'clock instead of 12 o'clock. Because here also we serve 3 o'clock, but because it's Sunday feast today. If every day it's 3 o'clock and, you know, and Mahaprabhu would not take heavy breakfast like us, you know. So he was surprised. He said, 3 o'clock, why so late? And then he took the prasad and then he asked him, you also take? He said, No, I will not take. The Lord asked him, why are you fasting? You look unhappy. What is the reason? Vipra kahe jivan nahi mora prayojan. He said, I have no reason to live. I will enter into fire or I will enter into water and give up my life. Because it pains my heart to hear that Jagat Mata Sita, Mahalakshmi, Sita Thakurani, who is non-different from Mahalakshmi, she was kidnapped by Ravan. She was touched by Ravan. That breaks my heart. And that's why I do not know what to do. I cannot continue living. My body is burning. But somehow my pran, my life is still there. I'm feeling so morose, so dejected. Then Lord Chaitanya said, no, you should not think like this. Because Sita Devi has a spiritual form. Sita or Lord Ram or Radha or Krishna, these are Chidananda Murti. They are spiritual form. And spiritual form, spiritual substance cannot be touched by material senses. One cannot even see spiritual things. Atta Shri Krishna Namadi Nabhavet Grayam Indriya. Even the holy name of Krishna cannot be experienced by blunt material senses. That is why even though we chant Hare Krishna, unless we are on the pure platform, we do not derive any taste. But Sevan Mukhehi Jivvado, when the tongue is engaged in serving, then automatically that taste develops. And the tongue is engaged in serving the Lord in two ways. One is, of course, by taking prasadam, and second is by chanting Hare Krishna. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, O Brahman, please take prasad. do not worry. What to speak of touching Sita? A person like Ravan cannot even see Sita. Actually, when Ravan came to kidnap Sita, before that, when Lord Chaitanya entered Panchavati, he handed over Sita to Agnidev. So Sita was with Agnidev, and Agnidev produced a Maya Sita, which was the previous birth, Vedavati. Yes, Vedavati. So actually, Sita was never touched by Ravan. So Lord Chaitanya explained to him, and Lord Chaitanya told him, Vishwas kara tu me, have faith in my words. It's very important that one has to have faith in the words of the spiritual master and in the words of Krishna. Because without faith, one cannot make spiritual advancement. Vanshayatma vinishyati. I remember Srila Gaur Govinda Maharaj was telling one story that there was one, a sadhu was speaking on the glories of the holy name, and many were listening, and the sadhu was speaking that Hari bol bhai re, chant the name Hari, 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 Hari. Simply by chanting the holy name of Hari, one can cross over the ocean of birth and death. So after the lecture was over, two ladies, one mother-in-law and daughter-in-law, they both hearing the lecture and they went back. Mother-in-law and daughter-in-law, you have a lot of pastimes in home going on. So they were going back home and they had to cross a river which was very deep, and there was no river, I mean no boat, and they didn't know swimming. How to cross the river? The daughter-in-law, she had heard, she said, oh, I remember that just by chanting the name of Hari one can cross. So she just chanted Hari, Hari. And she just literally walked through the river without drowning and without boat, without swimming. But the mother-in-law, she was crying, oh, how will I cross? How will I cross? Please help me. Baba, you did not hear in the lecture? It was told that you should simply chant Hari, Hari. Yes, I heard in the lecture, but what if it doesn't work? What is the guarantee? I may just go down. So there's a difference in faith. We may be hearing, two people may be hearing the same lecture, same person, same time, but the effect is largely dependent on the faith. The Lord Chaitanya told this Brahman, have faith in me and honor Prasad now. Do not worry. So Lord, the Brahman accepted Prasad. Lord Chaitanya left Madurai and came to Rameshwaram, the very beautiful temple of Lord Shiva, one of the 12 Jyotirlingas. And there in Rameshwaram, he saw that there was some devotees were discussing from Ramayana. Actually, they were discussing from Kurma Puran, and the subject was that of Ramayana. In the Kurma Puran, it is mentioned that actually Sita is the mother of the three worlds, wife of Lord Ram, and she was never kidnapped. Ravan dekhiya Sita kaila Agnira Sharan. When Ravan came to kidnap Sita, Sita took shelter of Agnidev. So she was with Agnidev. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very excited because he wanted to please this Brahman. So he made a copy of this Kurma Puran. And just to give support to this Brahman, Lord Chaitanya took the original book with him. He left the copy there and he took the original book with him and he showed it to the Brahman. He came back and he said, Brahman, just see the Kurma Puran is supporting the fact that Sita was protected by Agnidev. And he showed him all the verses and the Brahman was so happy. He fell at the lotus feet of the Lord and said, Viprakahe tumi sakshat Sri Raghunandana sanyasi ravesha mora diladarshana. He said, actually, you are that Lord Ramchandra and you have come in the guise of a sannyasi. Please, my dear Lord, last time you came here, I was in a great distressed state, so I could not serve you properly. Now please, accept my invitation. Due to my mental distress, I could not serve you last time. So now let me serve you. And this time he served him Prasad right at noon time. Also, just a couple of points from Ramayana about Hanumanji. As we all know, the monkeys, when they were searching for Mother Sita, Lord Ram, he gave his ring to Hanumanji, because he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He knew that it was Hanumanji who would be successful. Also others had to go. It's not that, although Lord Ram knew where Sita is, he wanted devotees to do their respective services. So one has to do his service, just like Krishna told Arjuna, I have already killed all the warriors, but still you have to fight. He didn't say, I have killed everybody, you can sleep in the backside of the Rath and wake you up, you know. Similarly, all the warriors were searching. And it came to one point where Hanuman and all the warriors, the monkey warriors, could not find. They were distressed. They were thinking that maybe we should end our lives, because if we go back to Sugriv because we are late, he will give us punishment. So as they were sitting there, that now we will just sit here and leave our body. We have nothing to eat. We will die here fasting. At that time, Sampati, who was the brother of Jatayu, he heard. And he said, oh, it is good. It is true that Providence arranges food for everybody. Now my Mahaprasad has come. So the monkeys were surprised. And they were thinking, oh, already looks like we will also have to die, just like Jatayu died fighting for the Lord. When he heard the name Jatayu, Sampati was very excited. And then there was an exchange of information. They told him the story of how Jatayu died fighting for the Lord. And then Sampati told his story. And then he was the one who actually gave them indication. He said, I saw that Ravan was carrying Sita and he went across the ocean. And from my vision, I can see 100 yojans, 800 miles. It's amazing, you know. No telescope or no instrument can do like that, you know. So now the Vanar got the news. But now how to go there? Angad asked the warriors, how much can you jump across? 100 yojans means about 800 miles. Somebody said, I can jump 10 yojans, 20 yojans. But there's no use, because if you jump half, you'll drop in the ocean. So finally, Angad himself said, I can jump 100 yojans, but I cannot come back. So that's also not use, because they didn't have, you know, SMS like, I'm here, Sita is here, you know, Ashok Vatika. So finally, Jambavant who reminded Hanumanji. Hanumanji had great powers, but by the arrangement of the Lord, for some time he had forgotten his powers. And Jambavant reminded Hanuman. Hanuman just grew in size, loudly chanting, Jai Shri Ram. He chanted the name of Ram so loudly and he went up in the sky. And he mounted on Mahendra Parvat and he jumped across. I'm just going very fast. This is Express Ramayan. Because we have just a few minutes left. So Hanumanji was flying to find out about Mother Sita. Hanumanji is an example of a devotee who is willing to do anything and everything for the pleasure of the Lord. He has no conditions. Ahituki bhakti. Unmotivated, uninterrupted devotional service. And as Hanumanji was flying up, he saw a mountain, Mainaka, coming up. And he wanted to offer his services. Hanumanji, he said, no, I have to go. But still, just to please Mainaka, he touched his lotus feet on Mainaka mountain and immediately proceeded further. Still, Radhanath Maharaj was explaining, a devotee may be offered some facilities and he should accept that facility only as much as needed, a minimal amount, and proceed with devotional service. So Hanumanji was moving forward, and as you know, Surasa, she came to test Hanumanji. She said, anything which goes has to pass through my mouth. Lord Brahma has given me benediction. Different kinds of benedictions. So she expanded her mouth 10 yojans and Hanumanji became 20 yojans. Then she became 30 yojans, 100 yojans, 800 miles. You know, any human being who can have 1200 kilometers means one part of the mouth is here, the other is in Delhi, you know. So, Hare Krishna. She became so big, and Hanumanji just took a very small form, entered into the mouth of Surasa and came back. Thank you, Mataji. Hare Rama. All glories to Lord Ram. Your desire is fulfilled. So Surasa blessed him. And then there was Sihika. Actually, the first Surasa, what we can learn from this story is that how success is not attained by becoming big. sometimes become big, you know, 10 books, I do 20 books, you do 30 books, I become 40 books. Like, we try to compete with each other. That competitive mentality is not very favorable. Hanumanji just became very small, Trinadapi Suniche, na, just entered and then flew back. Sihika would just catch hold of the shadow of the moving person, and that person could not move. So, you know, just like if you're just moving on a bike or something, and Sihika catches you, just you're not moving forward. Just so Hanumanji was trying to go forward, but his shadow was caught by Sihika, and he could not move forward, although he was trying hard in the sky. And finally, Hanumanji entered into the body of Sihika, and entered into the heart and just ripped her heart and killed her. Pavana Sutta, Hanuman ki jai. So Sihika, what does Sihika represent is a tendency to see the negativity in others. In this material world, there's always good and bad, even among devotees. But in our own interest, we should look at the good, because in this way we can make faster progress. Then Hanumanji entered into Lanka, and there was Lankini, Mrs. Lanka. You know, she said, I am the guard, nobody is allowed here. And Hanumanji was very kind. She said, Mataji, I'll just go and take a tour and come back. But she tried to slap Hanumanji. And Hanumanji, because she is a woman, he did not use like a half stroke, you know, just very mild stroke, and she fell to the ground. But although she fell down, she was very happy. She says, now Brahmaji's words have come true. Brahmaji had told me when the time comes when a monkey hits you, you should know that this is the end of the reign of Ravana. So you can go. Visa stamped, you know. Lanka. So, then Hanumanji went through all, you know, the story basically. And finally he went to Ashok Vatika. He was thinking, how will I tell Mother Sita? Because Sita was also cautious. Ravana was come in disguise. Hanumanji began with glorification of Lord Ramchandra. So that one, the sign of a great devotee is he always likes to glorify. Today morning, Srila Radhanath Maharaj was explaining Machita, Madgata, Prana, Bodhayan, Katayanti, Mamniti, Dushyanti, Jaramutya. Devotee is recognized by his tendency to glorify the Lord. So Hanumanji glorified Lord Ramchandra, and then he came down. Sita had some doubts, but then Hanuman clarified and he gave the ring. Mother Sita was so happy. Hanumanji said, you can come, I will take you directly. Hanuman Airlines, you know, non-stop. You don't have to go to the airport also. But Sita said, you are so small. So Hanumanji said, no, I am not small. He became very big. He started assuming gigantic proportions. He said, I have the power. I can just take the entire Lanka along with Ravan, bring it to Ram wholesale, you know. Hanumanji in the battle also, when he wanted Sanjeevani booty, he was not getting the, could not find it. He brought the whole mountain. So no doubts left, you know. The medicine is not when he brought the entire medical shop there. You know. Hanumanji shows that a devotee should do more than what he is asked to do. Otherwise, you know, a devotee like me would say, oh, the medicines were not there, what to do? I could not find. But Hanumanji just brought the whole mountain. In fact, Lord takes more pleasure in glorification of his devotee like Hanuman. So Hanumanji, finally, Sita Devi said, yes, I know you can take me, but I'm fearful. Besides, I don't want to touch another person. Ravan forcibly took me, but otherwise by my own desire, I do not want to touch another person. You please go and give the news to Lord Ram and tell him to come within a month, because otherwise Ravan will cut me to pieces. Hanumanji said, as an obedient servant, he agreed. But again, he wanted to do extra service. So he started eating some fruits, which is natural for monkeys. So monkeys don't eat dahi vada or pakoda. They like to take fruits. They were eating some fruits. And one by one, Ravan was sending his armies to get mercy from Hanumanji. Hanumanji just took one of the rods and he was just sending everybody back. With a stroke. And then finally he met Ravan, and he told Ravan that just like when you're like a dog, when the owner is not there at home, a dog steals something. We have stolen Sita in the absence of Lord Ramchandra. But please know that Lord Ram will come here and destroy you. He gave him the option of returning Mother Sita. Ravana was so angry, he wanted to kill Hanumanji. But Vibhishan said, he is a messenger. A messenger cannot be killed. So finally they tied a piece of cloth and set Hanumanji's tail to fire. Hanumanji was very happy. He expanded himself, Jai Shri Ram. And he just broke all bondages and he jumped onto the roof of one building, lit it on fire, then jumped to another building, and the whole Lanka was set on fire. And the whole expense of setting on fire came from Ravan's account, you know. And then Hanumanji, after doing all this, he came back. He could have gone directly to Lord Ramchandra, but he said, he first came to the monkeys, those who were waiting for him. And the monkeys were so happy, they wagged their tails in happiness. And they all went and gave the news to Lord Ramchandra. And then there was the building of the bridge. They were writing the name of Ram and throwing the rocks. Once Lord Ram wanted to test my devotees, they are able to float the stones. Let me also try in the middle of the night and nobody is watching. And if you want to do something on a trial basis, you do in a private place, you know. So Lord Ram threw the rock and it went right down. Lord Ram was thinking nobody's watched, but Hanumanji was there. And he said, my dear Lord, if you reject somebody, then there is no hope. And in conclusion, we know this, the last part of the story, where one by one, during the battle, actually one point I remembered, just last month Radhanath Maharaj was speaking in the Sunday lecture about Vibhishan. Vibhishan was the brother of Ravan. He tried his best to convince Ravan to return Mother Sita to Lord Ramchandra. But finally, he gave up. And he flew with four assistants and he left Lanka to come to Rameshwaram to join ISKCON. I mean, join Ram's party. So he was flying and... And when the monkeys saw that, oh, Rakshas, you should kill him. They were all ready with stones to kill him. But Vibhishan said, yes, I am a Rakshasa, but I have come to take shelter of Lord Ram. Please take me to Ram. So then the news went to Lord Ramchandra, Sugriva, Hanumana, Nala and Neela, the committee members, they all came. They reported to Lord Ram. And Lord Ram said, I want your opinion. Lord Ram was showing that a leader should not take decisions independently. He asked his assistants and Sugriv said, he's come, he left Lanka and came here. Then he may leave us and go back to Lanka. You know, he's like Dal Badru, he's changing parties. We don't know, so we cannot trust him. And somebody said, we should see his behavior and give him some service. Finally, Lord asked, Hanumanji, what is your opinion? And Hanumanji, the best of all, he said, I have observed his behavior. I have seen his body. I have seen his facial expressions. I think we should accept him. Again, Sugriva, Lord Ram said, my decision is he can join us. But Sugriva was still afraid. And Lord Ram said, Sugriva, why are you fearful? Do you not know my power? With a single touch of my finger, I can destroy the entire universe and again create it in the next moment. And it is my solemn promise that anybody who says, oh my Lord Ram, I am yours. Please say, oh my Lord Ram, I am yours. Lord says, even if once we say this, I will protect him. What to speak of Vibhishan? Even if Ravan comes to my shelter, I will protect him. And this is a hope for all of us. We are also, you know, we have left the Lord and joined Ravan's party, material world. Now we are coming back to ISKCON, which is Krishna's party or Ram's party. So now the Lord will protect us. And the last point which I wanted to make is from Radhanath Maharaj's lecture last year, or a few years back. Lord Ram was shooting arrows one by one at Ravan. His head was cut and then again another head would come out. He had some mystic power. His head was cut and whoop, another head would come. Finally, Vibhishan indicated to the Lord that shoot in his heart. So then Lord Ram took a special arrow which was given by Agatsya Muni, with Agni Dev on the head of the arrow, which was on the side Vayu Dev. And he shot the arrow right at the heart of Ravan. And Ravan fell to the ground. Prabhu Shri Ramachandra ki jai. So So Maharaj was explaining the purport of this story. The story everybody knows, but the purport is very important. Maharaj said, we chant the holy name many times and we get rid of one anartha, and then whoop, another anartha comes up. We chant 16 rounds, whoop, another anartha comes up. But shooting at the heart means chanting with this quality of Trinadapi Sunichena, Tarorapi Sahishnuna, Amanina Manadena, Kirtaniya Sadahari. When we chant with this feeling that I am lower than a blade of grass, we attempt to become more tolerant than a tree giving shade to others and tolerating everything for helping others, giving all respect to others and no respect for oneself, then our chanting will be effective. And it will result in the rooting of the killing of the Ravan within our heart. Actually, we all have tendencies of Hanuman and tendencies of Ravan. Ravan means enjoying Lord's property. And Hanumanji means taking the Lord's property and offering it back to the Lord. So the purpose of chanting Hare Krishna is to destroy the Ravan within our heart and to awaken the mentality of Das, Das, Anu Das. Hanumanji's mentality is to be the servant of the servant. Let us pray to the Lord Radha Gopinath that we can develop this quality of being the servant of the servant of the Lord and chant the holy name in that mood. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Shri Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman Ji ki jai, Shri Radha Gopinath ki jai, Shri Prabhupada ki jai, Shri Gaur Nitai, Shri Gopal Ji ki jai. Gaur Premanande Hari. We'll have Kirtan for 5 minutes. We can come forward.